This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So yesterday at this time, it was Super Bowl Monday, and we're talking about the Super Bowl, of course. In fact, yesterday's show was almost exclusively us talking about the Super Bowl.
And we still didn't get through everything.
No, we didn't. In fact, there's some things that we missed yesterday that we still want to get to, but we'll get to that coming up. And the reason I bring this up now is because it was right at this time yesterday when I asked Alyssa how much of the Super Bowl was she able to watch, and she said, well, I missed the first half because I was at choir practice. And that made me stop in my tracks. I'm like, wait, that is such a...
Like, you need to lead with something.
Yeah, I had no idea that Alyssa, A, liked to sing, B, was in a choir, C, actually had practice on Sunday night. I didn't know any of this was going on. And so now, 24 hours later, I want to find out what is going on. Why are you in a choir?
Well, okay, so backtrack. Didn't know that I liked to sing. So fun fact about me, I was in choir from 4th grade through 12th. So I did it for a very, very long time. And I was actually pretty good at it. Like, I was in, like, competition choir in high school.
So it was a school thing.
It was a school thing. But I
like Glee.
Yeah, oh, sort of. Sure, not quite. I don't know if I'd go that far. But yeah, so I've always enjoyed it, and I've always liked to sing even outside of a choir setting. But I made a friend here in Cleveland since moving back, and she's part of this choir that I went to practice for on Sunday. It's called Windsong. And it's a feminist chorus in Cleveland. They've actually been around since, like, 1979. They've been around for a very, very long time. And I had never heard of it. But they've had a couple of different names, like, over the decades.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually on their website right now looking. So it was called the Moral Chorale, the Haggettes, Windsong Women's Ensemble, and since 1996, it's been Windsong Cleveland's Women's Chorus.
So you know someone that's in the choir, and now they've invited you to be a part of the choir.
Yeah.
Was it an audition process, or did
no.
they let you in right away?
So no, it's like very community-based.
Okay.
Everybody was so freaking nice, but like all ages from like, you know, like probably like fresh out of high school
mm-hmm.
to like some older women there that are probably about as old as my Nana. So it was a good mix, and like some people brought snacks, and we were all going through our music and singing, and all of the songs that we're doing, there's probably upwards of like 10 songs that we'll be practicing for the next like concert cycle that'll be in the spring.
Okay, so there will be concerts. Because that was my next question. You're practicing, so what are you practicing for? So there's a concert coming up.
Yeah, so there will be a concert later on in the spring.
All right.
And all of the songs that we're singing and all the songs that they do sing in the choir all the time, they really focus on like feminism, social justice, human rights. So especially just like with the landscape of everything right now, it just felt like, you know, I feel like at least for me, I felt a little like overwhelmed by the news and don't really know anything productive to do with it. So when I heard about this, I was like, that's something so productive that I can do with all these feelings of just like overwhelm and just chaos that seemed to kind of be around us in the news cycle.
So I was
really excited when I found it, and I'm really glad that I got that first time out of the way. I feel like that's always the most daunting when you're starting something new.
So that was your first practice then?
Yeah, that was the first one that
Sunday
I had gone to. Yeah, the new practices just started for the upcoming concert cycle.
Yeah.
Just started like 2 weeks ago, but this was the first one that I went to.
Okay. Well, good for you. I had no idea. I know it was just your first practice on Sunday night, but did you happen to mention anyone, perhaps in charge of this choir? Why are you scheduling choir practice during the Super Bowl? I mean, did anyone look at a calendar and say
I'm going to be honest with you, Bill. I don't think hardly any of us in there. And if anybody was excited about the Super Bowl, I did not know. I didn't even hear anybody talking about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the right crowd. The Super Bowl is not for us. Like, so we were having fun though. And it seems like it's a pretty like open thing. So if anybody's interested in more information about it, I'd be happy to send it to you if you want to shoot us a text.
Yeah.
216-474-0104.
And you can find Alyssa on Instagram at Hi Alyssa Rose. Of course, you can find our Instagram as well at the Q Morning Show.
Yeah.
And that's how you get, that's the best way to get in touch with us.
We're around.
So there are still some things from the Super Bowl to talk about. I can't believe it that it's going to spill over into Tuesday, but, we'll get to that this morning. Good vibes, hot take Tuesday a little bit later on. And of course, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, movie passes to see Captain America opening up this weekend.
Q104.
Good morning. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. I can't believe we're about to talk more about the Super Bowl on Tuesday, but we are. There was just so much stuff to talk about yesterday after what I think everybody agrees was a pretty boring game, the Super Bowl on Sunday night. And I guess we talked about the halftime show yesterday. There were a lot of things to talk about, and here we are on Tuesday morning still talking about things. But then you learn things throughout the day.
Yeah, I saw a lot yesterday, especially like when I got home from work scrolling on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm like seeing everybody like after they got to take in the halftime performance, take in the game. And now yesterday they're starting to give their thoughts. And I'm like,
right. Oh,
okay. So other people were thinking this too.
So, yeah. So I learned something yesterday and I didn't know it as the show was going on yesterday. I learned it after the show. And so, right now, we present to you things we learned about the Super Bowl after the show yesterday. What was the thing that you learned and found out about?
Should I get into the thing that I like blurted out right when I walked in this morning?
Yeah, that's why we're doing this. Because
yeah, we need to talk about Kendrick Lamar and the real star of the show during halftime. More specifically, Kendrick Lamar's jeans.
I saw something.
We all saw those, right?
Yeah.
I thought I was alone. Like, I saw them and I was like, dang, look at that man in those jeans. But I thought that I was just being weird. And then I was on TikTok yesterday and I saw so many other women were having the same feeling as I was about these jeans. I loved them. They looked so good. I've never seen a man in jeans and done a double take. And I did that with Kendrick Lamar because I was like, Wow. Okay. I don't know if I want those jeans or if I want Bryce to have those jeans, but they looked good. That's all I know.
So I did see this as well yesterday, and I did not realize that his jeans had caused that much of a stir. Like, I noticed he was wearing jeans. I did. Beyond that, I didn't think that they, oh my gosh, I would like to have a pair of those.
They were like just like that tight enough. Hmm. And they had like a little flare at the bottom. And for all of my fellow millennial women, because they were a little bit flared, they were also like dragging on the floor a little bit. If you close up on some of the pictures, you could actually see that like the bottom of his jeans are starting to rip, like all of us had in high school when we had our jeans just dragging.
Okay, so where do you get those jeans?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. Back in the day, I mean, like, I would go to, like, a Hollister and get them, but I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't gotten those jeans. See, I did see online somebody...
I thought you had the answer to that.
No. I did see a woman that thinks that she found them, and they are sold out. It's, like, some designer jeans, and they're going for, like, over $10,000 right now.
$10,000?
Yeah, I don't know if those are the exact jeans or not. I didn't do much digging too much further because I just assume that if it's within Kendrick Lamar's price range, it's probably not within mine, you know?
Okay. All right. I'm doing a quick Google search in real time because I did see this. Okay. So what I'm reading here is that they're from a French fashion designer called Celine.
Yeah, those were the ones that I saw that were sold out.
Okay.
And they're going for like over 10 grand right now.
Oh, I'm seeing about $1,700
on the website.
No, just what's being reported is that the jeans were $1,700.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a little pricey for jeans.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at all of their jeans. They're all above a grand. And whether it's 1 grand or 10 grand, it's too much for me. So.
Yeah, I would think it would be
too much. Doesn't really matter.
I would think it would be too much for anything. Like, what is the most expensive thing that you own as far as clothing goes?
Ooh.
Like, I have never owned.
Like, something that I wear regularly?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I have never owned anything, a piece of clothing that was more expensive, probably a suit. That would be the only thing that I've ever owned that's more expensive than $100. I have never owned a pair of shoes that were more than $100. I've never owned a pair of pants that are more than $100. I've never owned a shirt that is more than $100.
My shoes definitely are, but you see me. I wear these big stomper clompers every day, my Doc Martens.
Yeah, shoes, I get it.
Yeah, shoes is like the one thing that I will go above.
But it can't be much more than $100,
no,
is it?
No. Like, we got to keep it around, like, $150, and I'm going to wear those shoes into the ground. Like, I'm going to wear them until they could walk on their own.
Yeah, so if I tried to get away with buying a pair of $1,700 jeans...
I don't think Paula would like that very much.
Not at all.
I think she might put the brakes on it.
It's because right now I'm buying all my jeans from Costco... And she still won't buy them unless they fall under $20.
Really?
They have to be under $20. They have to be on sale for some reason.
Well, hey, next time you're at Costco, be on the lookout for some Kendrick Lamar looking jeans. Okay? They're the hottest thing. Well, you don't need to get the $1,700 or the $10,000 or however much they cost.
I think I'll be all right. I think
you're going to pass?
Yeah.
You're going to pass on this?
All right. I got to tell you what I found out about the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yeah, you haven't said anything. I'm curious what you found.
All right, we'll get to that coming up. We're still talking about the Super Bowl. It's Q104. That's Billie Eilish. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. I want to stop talking about the Super Bowl. This is the last thing that I'll mention about the Super Bowl, hopefully.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we have to move on with our lives.
I know, but it was so good. There's so many things to talk about. I could talk at least for like 10 minutes about how I think I might be an Eagles fan now, but I won't.
You're not an Eagles fan. What are you saying? That's madness.
I know. It looks like they're having fun.
You're talking crazy. You're just missing out because our football team isn't having fun. That's the only thing.
I miss having a big crowd of people celebrating downtown, you know?
Well, we're going to have that. We have that right now with the Cavs.
I know.
We're fine.
I know.
Things are fine. Here's what I learned yesterday about the Super Bowl that I did not know as the show was going on yesterday. And we even talked about it a little bit. Or at least it was mentioned during the Kendrick Lamar halftime show that Serena Williams was out there dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not know the reason why. I didn't know there was
I told you.
What did you tell me?
That they dated.
Who?
Serena and Drake.
Oh, you mentioned that?
I said it on air yesterday. I said it like really quickly. I said they dated. They kind of sort of dated. It was never like official. It seemed like a fling of some sort. And he mentioned her in like a bunch of his songs and said some weird stuff about her on Twitter like back in the day.
You talked about that on the air yesterday?
Yes.
I don't know what show I was listening to then. Okay, never mind.
I said it like really quick. We did not stick on it though. Because I didn't know about it either. I had to look it up. Like, when I realized that it was Serena Williams, I was like, hold up. And then I had to look it up and was like, do they have beef? And they do. They've really got some beef.
Yeah, as you said, he wrote a diss track about Serena in 2022.
Uh-huh.
And he referenced Serena's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He said, here's the quote to the Drake song. Sidebar, Serena, your husband a groupie. He claimed we don't got a problem, but no, boo, it is like you coming for sushi.
He also had another song, like, right after they got engaged, Serena and her now husband in 2017, where he, like, straight up, like, called out the engagement in the lyrics and was like, so I see you got engaged, like, you couldn't even tell me, like, that was, like, the vibe of the lyric. And I was like, oh, dude, come on.
That's
certified crybaby.
In a weird way, though, you know, Serena is married now.
Yeah.
She has
a little one.
Yeah. She's a mother. And yet she's out there dancing at the halftime show about her ex.
You know, I don't know that they were ever official. So it might be a little messier than that. You know?
Like, I know. It's kind of weird if you've already moved. Let's say they were in a relationship, though. Serena and Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're out there part of this whole diss track halftime show for Drake starring Kendrick Lamar. Doesn't it seem kind of weird? Because it feels like you should have moved on, but you haven't. You're out there during the halftime show.
Like, I get that. I do. But at the same time, like, he really hung on to it. Because, like I said, that diss track came out in 2022. She got engaged in, like, 2017. So, like, for him to still be writing stuff about it, even in 2022, I support her. I support her out there doing her thing on the worldwide stage of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Drake having a bad time. Has anybody heard from him? Do we know how he's doing?
I read yesterday that he's in Australia. He was in Australia during the Super Bowl. He had a show.
Oh,
so
he did?
He wasn't even in the continental United States yesterday.
I'm surprised he had a show. If I was him, I'd be cooped up in the house for a little bit.
Okay, well, that's what I learned yesterday. I apologize if you mentioned that on the show yesterday. I don't know why I didn't pick it up. I mean, to me, it was like, okay, Kendrick Lamar's out there. Samuel L. Jackson is out there.
Right.
Serena Williams. To me, it didn't register that it had significance that she was out there.
Yeah, and it didn't for me either until I looked it up.
Okay. All right, well, now we can move on. Now we can move on with our lives and do other things.
It was absolutely diabolical, though, seeing her out there in the best way. I mean that in the best way.
I really hope I don't learn anything else about the Super Bowl because I really want to move on. I want to stop talking about the Super Bowl.
I feel like I could do an entire show today about the Super Bowl.
We're not going to do it.
We're not going to. But
no more Super Bowl talk.
I could, though.
We got to move on. We got to move on with good vibes. We'll do that next. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
East Side, we're going to talk to Dave and Euclid and get a good vibe. Dave, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Good, what's going on in your world? What's your good vibe?
Well, I just got engaged over the holidays.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, buddy.
We got some upcoming nuptials.
Uh-huh.
How long did you hold out, Dave?
We were dating like about 3 years.
Okay. That's a good amount of time. You really get to know each other in 3 years.
Yeah, and we had a big move together, which was like kind of brought us closer, I think. It was a very bonding type move, you know.
Dave, what made you realize now's the time to ask the question? Is it a conversation that you guys have been having, or did you just feel inspired to ask her to marry you?
I think it was a little of both, you know. I think we talked about it, but then also, you know, I wanted to do it as well. So, yeah.
How did you pop the question?
Okay, so there's an area by us where people do graffiti, and I was like, what if I like paint a mural, not a huge one, probably like good size though, probably like maybe 15 feet by 15 feet or 12 by 12, let's say 12 feet by 12 feet, and it was just her name and will you marry me, and then I casually brought her by this mural, and then she saw it. It's very visual. So
that is tremendous.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
That's hold
great.
On.
What?
So you said that you wrote her name and will you marry me?
Yeah.
Dave, so you committed a felony offense to ask your future bride to marry you.
I'm kind of an outlaw, you guys.
I just looked it up to see what vandalism is classified as in Ohio. It's a felony.
Is it a felony?
It's a felony.
Oh, wow, I'm a felon.
But you didn't get caught, so this is a happy story.
Is it still there up in the graffiti wall?
No, it's been painted over. It's like tagged up now.
No.
Well, there you go. So no felony then.
So I guess that it's not a crime. Never mind. I take that back.
The evidence is gone. It's already been painted over.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What a great idea, though.
I know. I thought so, too.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
Good luck to the both of you. Thank you for sharing that good vibe with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking.
That's what we needed during Valentine's Day week.
A little bit of love.
A good vibe like that. 216-474-0104. That's how you share your good vibe on the Q Morning Show. It's Q1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
104. It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa mentioned to me earlier this morning that she has a hair appointment after the show today.
I do. I'm so excited. I haven't had my hair done in forever.
Since you've moved back to Ohio, have you?
I got it done like once right after we got back, but not since then.
Are you going to the same place?
No, I'm going to a different spot today.
Because it's tough to find your place, right? Your salon, your person, the one that you trust to shape and sculpt your hair.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good about this, though. I'm going somewhere in Lakewood, so
okay. We'll
see.
All right. Yeah, I think that is going to be, don't tell anyone, shh, but I think that's going to be my gift for my wife for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're doing it.
Yeah. I found a place that I think that, well, I've seen it before, and then, you know, you do your due diligence and make sure that they have good reviews and...
Oh, yeah. You got to read through the reviews, see what people are saying.
How many stars? And I feel good about this place. So, yeah, I think after the show today, I'm going to go get the gift card. Because same, my wife, and she has not gotten her hair done since before the pandemic. The last time she's been to a salon, I think that she went to like just a place like Great Clips or something just to get a trim. But to have
like an actual like professional appointment done
right.
on your hair.
There's a difference.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm fine with going to Great Clips.
Yeah.
In fact, I shouldn't be doing anything more than that with what I have on my head. I know that it's different for women, and I know that it's a very intimate kind of a thing where you have to trust the person that is putting the work into your hair.
Well, yeah, but you got to start somewhere, and if she doesn't have a stylist yet, I think that's perfect. That's such a good gift for Valentine's Day.
Now, why did you choose today to get your hair done? Is that because of Valentine's Day on Friday, because you're going out?
Honestly, it just kind of worked out like that. But when I looked at my calendar, I was like, oh, well, that's nice. I'm getting it done like right before Valentine's Day. So it's kind of like a, I'm not getting it done for Valentine's Day, but it's more of like a treat myself sort of moment, you know?
And you're going out for Valentine's Day, though. You have reservations?
Yes. Yes, we do have reservations. I made them a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so we will be having dinner on a... We had to do a late reservation, like 9 p.m. I even booked it, like, weeks ago, and there still was, like, barely any reservations.
I think that's how far out you have to make reservations. I think for Valentine's Day, you should probably start thinking about that before the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, right after the end of the year, that's when I started looking. It was like, oh, I should book something, shouldn't I? And when I did, it was like, we could do dinner at either 5 p.m. or 9 p.m. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So all the good times are taken. That's fine. We'll do 9.
We are not going out to eat. I don't think we had any desire to go out to eat on Valentine's Day. I think it's really crowded.
Yeah, it's going to be really crowded. We usually wouldn't. We just haven't, like gone on a date night in a while. So feels like a good opportunity to do that.
We also have a gift card to this particular restaurant that we want to use. That's all we do, apparently, is just, that's all we have.
Just cycle through gift cards.
Yeah, we don't enjoy life unless we have a gift card for it, apparently.
Oh,
that's what it sounds like.
There is one restaurant. In, like, well, they have them here, BJ's restaurant, that my grandparents would get me gift cards for, like, for every single holiday. I still have some. Uh-huh. I have, like, a never-ending supply of gift cards. So if I ever am, like, so broke that I have, like, no money, I'm like, all right, that's where we're going tonight.
Just
that's a sure bet.
Go into the stash of gift cards.
Go into the gift card stash.
But then Paula's like, so this restaurant, she noticed this restaurant starts happy hour at 3 o'clock. She's
what?
Like, that's what we could do. We could go to happy hour on Valentine's Day. It starts at 3 o'clock.
Oh, wait. That would be kind of fun.
And then I mentioned, you remember we have children, right? One of them gets off the bus at 3:10, and you're suggesting that we should be at happy hour at 3 o'clock?
They'll be fine, right? They'll be fine. They'll be okay. They could be home for a little while.
And then I said, the other one has basketball practice until 5:15. And again, you want us to be at happy hour at that time?
He's 13. Like, he can probably, like, drive a car by this point. Like, he could figure it out.
This morning, we have Hot Take Tuesday. What are we going to talk about this morning? We have no idea yet because all of these potential topics are on the wheel of death.
The wheel of hot takes.
The wheel of we're going to get canceled someday. We're going to spin the wheel, and wherever it lands, we have to instantly have an opinion on that topic. So we'll do that coming up. The Q Morning Show.
More Q104 next.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you with us this morning. It is Hot Take Tuesday. That means we pull the wheel out. The wheel is right here.
All right.
The wheel has all these pieces of paper on it, which are folded up and they're taped on there so we can't see them. They are hot takes. They are conversation starters. And wherever the wheel lands, we have to take that piece of paper and we have to have an instant opinion on whatever the paper prompts us to have an opinion on.
We don't know what's on the papers, though. We had another one of our coworkers over here in the building go ahead and write down a bunch of potential hot takes, put them on the wheel. He switch them out every now and then.
He's kind of an instigator.
Yeah, he kind of is.
And
he
kind
of is.
I could see where we would get in trouble. We haven't gotten in trouble yet.
Not yet.
I don't think so. Let's spin this wheel. Find out where it lands today. One day it's going to happen where I'm going to have no opinion at all on whatever it is. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's bound to happen one of these days.
All right. It's going to land here. So let's see what this is. Machine Gun Kelly. Cleveland loves him. But are you a fan of MGK?
going to get interesting. Okay. I can already feel it. This is going to be a good one.
Okay. What do I want to say here?
Oh, no. Bill just did like a neck stretch. Where are you going with it? What are you getting ready for right now? I like him. I'm a fan.
Let me say something nice first. How about that?
Okay.
He's a Cleveland guy. And I...
That's not nice. That's a fact. Well, like, that's not an opinion.
I want to support anyone who is a champion for Cleveland, because he is, and we need more of those people. We need more champions for Cleveland that can put the national spotlight on Cleveland and portray Cleveland in a positive light. I am all for those people. So here's MGK. He is a business owner.
Right.
He's got the coffee shop, right?
Yep. The coffee shop, the 27 Club.
There's rumors that he is taking over Shooters or wants to take over Shooters.
That'd be cool.
All of that is great. Every time he comes back to town, it is an event.
It's a big party.
He can sell out a show at Brown Stadium.
But...
I mean, the mayor has given him his own day. And whenever... That's like a whole festival.
I was going to say that the day turns into like MGK week, effectively. Because it's like 5 days long.
Here's the but. If you follow current celebrity gossip, he and Megan Fox have broken up because she found text messages on his phone from other women. And Megan, who is pregnant with his child, decided that she is done with him and she has walked away from the relationship. She says, I am done.
Wait, she found texts? Mm-hmm. On his phone. I missed that.
That is if you believe celebrity gossip. Megan says that she wants MGK in her life, but she has no desire to be in a relationship with him anymore. Now, there's two sides to every story. Even this morning, there was something about how Megan wants to revive her career, her acting career, after she has the baby. But again, MGK wants to get back together with her. She has no desire to get back together with him. So these texts that were on his phone, this was the last straw for Megan, and that's it. For me, that's impossible to overlook. Like, I cannot say I'm a fan of this guy and celebrate him because, and this is just me personally.
Yeah.
Like, for if you're a fan of MGK, that's fine.
I like his music, more specifically, like, his... last like two albums, I think, like more of like the pop punk stuff. Like I did listen to him back in the day, like 2011, mm-hmm. when he was rapping the whole like lace up thing. I remember it. I was there. But I would say I'm more of a fan of like the rock albums that he has.
And sometimes it's very difficult to celebrate the artist
and separate it from
the art.
The art. Yeah.
We can't really do that. I mean, in a lot of cases, like Kanye, I can't do it. I took all the Kanye songs out now.
Oh, forget. Yeah. No, all, Kanye out.
I mean, I'm taking more songs out of playlists over the past few years.
Do you know that I have actually, like, I have blocked certain artists on Spotify because I don't like them as people. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you any plays.
And
I'm not doing this.
So for me, MGK has crossed that threshold. I can't justify his behavior when you have a baby on the way and you're about to be a dad and you're texting other women. If you're still a fan of MGK, that's fine. But for me, I cannot be a fan any longer.
I'm just saying that's kind of making my Cleveland guys look bad. It's giving you guys a bad name. Cleveland men are some of like the best guys that I've ever met, right? Like some of the most like... feel like loyal, like they'll do anything for you. But MGK is just over here ruining that whole image.
The last time that I struggled with this with a Cleveland person, and he's still on the team, Tristan Thompson on the Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't watch the Kardashian show, so I didn't know about...
Okay, but you know, like, he's effectively, like, he's made some choices. Just say that, I guess. We'll leave it there. I don't know if he's listening right now. I wouldn't want to make him upset.
But Tristan gets a free pass from me because he was on the 2016 championship team.
Oh, okay. So that's why he gets a pass. Okay, I got it.
So I can celebrate the art from the basketball, whatever. I don't know.
Is that a thing?
It's Q104.
Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Hot Take Tuesday. Taking your calls, 216-474-0104. You can also text in your opinion at the same number, 216-474-0104. MGK is the hot take today. Are you still a fan? And I guess in recent developments in his life where Megan Fox has left him and said, we are not getting back together. We are never, ever getting back together.
I was going to say, cue the Taylor song.
And that's because she caught texts, found his phone, saw that he was texting other women, said, that's it, I'm done. That's the last straw.
I mean, good for her. Also, though, to be texting another woman while you're with Megan Fox?
Yeah.
That feels a little... you're getting a little too big for your britches, brother.
And for me personally, I can't overlook that and sit here and tell you that I'm a fan. Because of that. Matt in Brook Park. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. Matt, you heard my hot take on MGK. Am I alone on my MGK island right now?
Nah. That guy, he sucks. And he really always has. Honestly, I genuinely cannot believe he got a chance with Megan Fox. Literally. Every dude in the 2010s, dream girl. And even worse, he fumbled.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on. But actually, honestly, no. Like, I have a personal beef with this guy, and it goes back even further than all of this.
A personal beef? Have you met MGK?
Well, no. But back in high school, when he was just, like, rapping and whatever, I'll never forget logging on to Facebook one day, and I saw that Barroom, he had posted pics the night before, which, by the way, do you remember Barroom?
Like, yeah.
You know, it was like 18 and over.
Yeah, what a relic.
Well, anyways, in several of these pictures was MGK with a bunch of girls all over him, whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of them was my ex-girlfriend.
Oh. Now,
she had just dumped me for no good reason, like 4 days prior.
Oh.
So, yeah, we just don't like MGK. He's a bum. And I haven't since 2010, and honestly, I don't plan on starting anytime soon. Thank you very much.
Oh, mic drop.
Okay, do I want to do the math on this, Alyssa? So you said it was right around 2010?
Yep.
Matt, so how old was MGK in 2010? Do I want to know? Do I want to look this up?
He was born in 90, 2010, so he would have been 20.
Okay, so he's in an 18 and up club. I guess that's unusual.
It's not like that bad.
All right. Yeah, if you're 30 and you're in an 18 and up club,
then that's bad.
Yeah, you've got a problem.
Just the concept of barroom, though, I'm like thinking about, and I'm like, oh, that's I don't know whoever thought that was a good idea.
Well, Matt, sorry to dredge up all of those hurt feelings.
It's not you, it's MGK.
Oh, good. All right.
It's that guy. He's the problem.
I know, but I brought it up. I thought that you might blame me for bringing it up. But
MGK could have been the other man in this situation. You never know.
I wouldn't put it past him. And which is why I'm good to hate on him.
Yep, you've got good reason. You've got good reason, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate you listening and for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
MGK is getting destroyed on the text right now.
Is he really? Wait, I'm looking.
Alyssa, I was thinking the same thing. I love MGK, but damn, cheating on Megan Fox, pregnant, you're a dumbass. That's the only one that I can read.
Oh, yeah, we can't even read this next one. Okay. Ah!
And no one defending MGK.
Yeah. In the city of Cleveland. Surprising.
It's Q104. Good morning. It's Q104. Hot Take Tuesday. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. I do want to bring in Leslie in Willowick real quick here because we've been slamming MGK for the last 10 minutes. And I at least wanted to hear somebody on the other side that wanted to defend MGK. Leslie in Willowick. It sounded like
Hello.
You were zipping up your coat there.
Unzipping. I'm getting in my office.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Welcome to work. What did you want to say about MGK?
No, I just have to say, I mean, I understand where everyone's coming from. All your points you made earlier about, you know, what he's done for the city, how he's, you know, comes back and gives back every single year that he's here for Christmas. He does amazing things. My daughter... Over the moon, we have seen him, met him, and if you remember the Indians game where he threw the ball over.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the fan who caught the ball. So,
you were the one who caught it. Wait, at this past year?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that is so cool. Bill, do you remember they had like the whole like MGK celebration at Progressive?
No.
Oh, you don't? It was part of MGK Day week.
Yeah. What year was that?
Last year, last summer.
Oh, last year?
Yeah, okay. last summer. And she caught the ball.
Okay.
At that game.
For my daughter. Yeah. So, and we've seen him, met him. He's an amazing person. And people make mistakes. And you know what? If he's truly doing that, well, shame on him because he does have a baby on the way. But you know what? She's probably not innocent in it either.
That's a good point. There's always two sides to a story.
There are two sides to every story. And Leslie, we wanted you to be able to share your opinion. And we will leave it there. Because we got to move on. We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. Movie passes to see Captain America, Brave New World, when it opens up this weekend. So we'll need a contestant in less than 10 minutes. Hang on.
Wake up! The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
We have Scott in, I'm sorry, Scott, what city are you in?
Akron.
Scott in Akron going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, Scott, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Jennifer Aniston's birthday is today. She was once married for 5 years to who?
Ben Affleck.
Question 2. What is the name of the board game where players buy, sell, and trade properties in an effort to bankrupt their opponents?
Monopoly.
Question 3. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Van Gogh.
Our 4th question. What is the only fruit with its seeds on the outside?
Strawberries.
Final question. In the new Captain America movie opening up this weekend, there will be a Red Hulk played by what legendary actor?
Oh, Harrison Ford.
Very good. All right, Scott, so let's get Alyssa back in here. Hang on.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Scott, you didn't do too bad. You went 3 for 5 today.
Ooh, okay.
Could be enough to take down Alyssa. We're about to find out. Here she is, back into the studio. Whoa, what did you just drop there?
My water bottle.
Did it spill?
No.
Okay, good.
No, emotional support water bottle is okay.
We use lids in the studio, Scott. It's very, it's better with all this electronic equipment.
We have to. We're toddlers.
I can only imagine. Yes, I have 2 kids at home myself.
Oh, so you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Alyssa, you need 3 to tie and 4 to win today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Jennifer Aniston's birthday is today. She was once married for 5 years to who?
Oh, my gosh. Who? Oh, Brad Pitt.
Question 2. What is the name of the board game where players buy, sell, and trade properties in an effort to bankrupt their opponents?
Monopoly. Longest game of all time. I've never finished a game.
I always put a 90-minute timer on
when
I play Monopoly. And then when 90 minutes are up, whoever has the most money
drags on.
Question 3. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
Question 4. What is the only fruit with its seeds on the outside?
Strawberry.
Strawberries. That's 4 correct. You'll get all 5 here if you get this question. In the new Captain America movie opening up this weekend, there will be a Red Hulk played by what legendary actor?
A Red Hulk?
Yes.
I don't know. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is incorrect. It is the great Harrison Ford.
Oh, I've never seen a Marvel movie still.
I know, but
I know.
I saw one commercial and knew that.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah. Harrison Ford's the best. I would watch him in anything. So that means you went 4 for 5 today, Alyssa. That was enough to beat Scott.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Sorry, Scott. He only had 3 today.
Oh, good job, though, Scott. 3 isn't bad.
Great job.
However, Scott, you've already seen the trailer, so I know you're hooked. How about some Fandango movie passes to go see Captain America, Brave New World?
That would be awesome. My family and I just watched the first Avengers for the kids this weekend, and they loved it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, you've got a lot more movies to watch in between that.
Yeah, you got some catching up to do.
Yeah. We've seen them, but my kids haven't.
Oh, gotcha.
Maybe just give them the spark notes.
My name is Scott, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, so nice to have you with us. So this past weekend, Saturday afternoon, it was Cupid's Undie Run 2025. My third year of being there, and happy to be there to MC the event. It was Alyssa's first year.
It was my first time.
Did I undersell it at all? Well, it was. I told you it's a big party, right?
You still undersold it, though.
Really?
I wasn't expecting it to be that poppin'. I mean, I was just amazed. Like, there was no solicitation to get people on the dance floor.
None.
It was just full.
That's how I gauge a good party.
Yeah.
By watching everybody on the dance floor and everybody having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I gauge a good party by, like, how hard do you have to work to get people out there? Because usually it's like, you got to wait for people to get a couple drinks in their system. You gotta, like, really play, like, the Cupid Shuffle. You gotta get the people moving. But, like, no, people were dancing immediately.
You know who had no trouble getting out there on the dance floor? That was Alyssa Rose. No trouble at all.
Oh, that's where you're going with this.
In fact, maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes go by, and I haven't even seen Alyssa once.
Oh, that's an exaggeration.
I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Really?
And so I decided at that point, I need to check up to make sure that everything's okay. So I circled the venue to see if I could find you because I hadn't seen you in so long.
I didn't realize I'd been gone that long. I was having a good time.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying this is a bad thing.
I kept, like, checking in every now and again because I kind of kept forgetting that, like, I was there to, like, work in a way. But, like, what else are you supposed to do when it's like, it was such a cold, gross, gray day, but it was so nice and, like, warm in the draft room, and, like, everybody, like, the spirits, morale was high, and I haven't had a fun day drinking day like that in so long. It was so fun.
You know what thought occurred to me, and I apologize to you in advance for having this thought.
What?
I thought maybe you hooked up.
What?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
You just got married.
I just got married.
You wouldn't do anything like that.
It also was like 2 p.m.
Oh, like nobody's ever hooked up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon before?
I had like one light beer. Come on. Like, you got to get at least. Oh, my God.
I mean, everybody's scantily clad. I thought you found
oh my goodness.
A good looking guy. And it's,
you're crazy.
I apologize, but you were gone for like 40 minutes. And like,
you were hoping that I'd come out of it with a good story so that you'd have content for us to talk about.
Oh, it'd be fantastic if you came on the show and said, yeah, I hooked up with a guy.
My marriage is over.
I'm still getting used to this whole marriage thing.
Yeah, I don't quite know how to do it.
I forgot that you're not supposed to do that after you get married.
Yeah, I didn't realize that that's like a no-no. Oh my gosh. No, I know that that's like a, you shouldn't do that.
Here's the best news from Saturday. I believe the goal was 90,000. The last I heard, I don't think we have official numbers, but I think that they were expecting to clear over $100,000 of money raised to fight NF, and that money goes to the Children's Tumor Foundation.
So that is
the best news of all.
I know that they definitely did hit their goal. I think that they might have went over.
Yeah, I think
that's what I'm like trying to find right now, and they don't have the updated. The updated amount for how much... Oh, sorry. Almost $100,000. I found it.
Yes, I just said that.
Sorry, I was looking. I just kind of turned my ears off. I'm sorry. I was trying to find...
You were thinking about that guy from Saturday, were you? Yeah.
Yeah, you caught me red-handed. That's exactly what I was doing.
You're embarrassed, I can tell.
Oh, all right. Boy.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again coming up this hour. So right around 8:55, we'll have more Captain America Brave New World tickets for you. Coming up, the Q Morning Show.
Q104, we'll be right back.
Q104, it's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We have breaking traffic news.
Yeah, we just got a text a little bit ago, somebody letting us know that 77 North is closed. So I looked real quick, and yep, 8 a.m. Looks like there was a crash on 77, and all northbound lanes were closed beyond 480 due to this crash. But apparently there is one lane that is now open. So expect delays about 15 minutes. That's what Fox 8 is saying.
Okay, very good.
Heads up.
Here's what we want to get into right now, because from what I understand, it's going around. There's sickness going around.
Isn't it always?
Last week, I remember seeing, I don't know what school it was, but a school shut down because they just didn't have enough teachers available.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going around. RSV.
I feel like everybody kind of has something different. So I'm not sure. Like, yeah. I know, like, Bryce right now is, like, so stuffed up and, like, he can't breathe. He's sneezing all over the place. I've talked to other people who have, like, sore throat happening. So everybody's just kind of a mess.
I'm kind of interested to know your personal policy on working when you're sick. Like, what would it take for you to call off if you're sick? And I'm not just asking Alyssa, I'm asking everybody. Like, what is your personal policy on that? For me, it's if I am physically unable to do my job, that's when I will call off sick. And that is rare. But I know that some people...
I would say that I'm probably pretty similar to that. Like, I won't be happy about going to work. If I don't feel good, I'll do it, though.
Right. But I think there's some people, and there's people that I've worked with in the past that are like, if you're sick, if you're even just a little bit sick, you might be contagious. We would prefer if you would stay home because we don't want you to infect the rest of us and, you know, just have. But for us, it's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us. And I do definitely, I understand that sentiment and really appreciate it. I'm immunocompromised. So, like, I get it. Like, staying home if you're sick. Especially when it comes to doing fun stuff like dinner reservations, extracurriculars. But work is a tough one for me because I know that, like, it's hard for, like, it's not always the easiest thing to just call off sick. That's not, it's easier said than done sometimes. A lot of the time it's like you still have work to do regardless.
Right. We can't work from home.
Right.
It's difficult to call off when we're sick. To lose a show usually will affect two shows.
Right.
Because there's so much prep work that we do for the next day's show. So if we torpedo a show, we've just destroyed two.
Basically.
In essence. And that's what we kind of wanted to get into. What is your policy, your personal policy for calling off work when you're sick? Do you call off when you have the slightest bit of symptoms because you don't want to infect anybody else? Or do you just push through and wait until you're just physically incapacitated? You can't do anything else.
You literally cannot work anymore.
Right, until you have to call an ambulance or whatever the case may be. 216-474-0104. We'll get into that next. The Q Morning Show. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Q104. We're talking about, what is your personal policy on taking a sick day? Do you call off work when you're feeling any type of symptom because you don't want to infect anybody else in the office? Or do you push through it because you want to wait? You don't want to screw up your work day. You don't want to, because once you miss a day of work, sometimes you've got to make up for it on the back end. Like, your week got that much busier.
And I mean, I will, like, shout out, like, our boss is really cool and, like, very supportive of us taking off. But that's not the case in every workplace. Sometimes it's just a little more difficult to take a day.
Well, I have Laura hanging on. Actually, I want to go to Nicole first. Nicole, good morning.
Morning.
Nicole's in Amherst. What's your personal sick day policy, Nicole?
I mean, I personally try to push through it at work and just get through the day. But if it's like the stomach bug, I'm calling off because I'm not going in.
Yeah. If you have, if you're nauseous, if you have the chills, stuff like that.
Spending time in the bathroom.
What about your coworkers, Nicole? What do they feel about you coming to work when do you have some coworkers that are like, why'd you come in today if you're not feeling well?
I mean, yes, but I think it's also just because of, like, the work policy and the sickness, and we don't get that many days off. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those, you've got to like use your best judgment. And obviously if I'm not feeling good, but I'm still there, I'll wear like a mask or whatever, just to try to prevent it as much as possible. But it is hard when you don't have that many days of sickness per year.
Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate you listening and calling in this morning.
That is something to think about. Like, you know, when you sign all your paperwork, when you start your new job and they're like, you get this many 6 days. It's like, I wish that I could tell you that I will only need this many. Like, but I can't really plan that far ahead.
Do we even have sick days here? I have no idea.
I don't think so. Like, well, it's not like we just aren't allowed to take them. It's just like, if you don't feel good, please don't come.
Yeah. Okay. Laura in Menor, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your personal sick policy? Do you stay at home or you try to push through and persevere?
My thing is, I have two things. One, the stomach bug. You don't come in. Like, I'm sick, you're throwing up, don't come in. Nobody wants that. That is like one of the most contagious things you can have. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a fever. I mean, if you feel ugh, most people can work through the ugh. I mean, it is what it is. But the fever and the throwing up, that's where, you know, you got to draw the line right there.
Okay. Here, what do you do for a living, Laura?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Thank you.
So if that's coming from a nurse, then yeah, if you got a fever and you're throwing up or anything like that, then yeah, I would say stay home.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me last Friday, and I'll tell this story with Laura on the phone. So Friday, I woke up and I was very, very dizzy, and I was hoping I was just really incredibly tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped in the shower. That kind of made it worse. And then I sat down on the couch for a while, and that made it really worse. Like, the room was spinning.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, how am I even going to drive to work today? And I remember I was hot in the car. I was feeling nauseous, but it was because of the vertigo. It wasn't anything else. That was the only symptom that I was having.
Okay.
was just dizziness. And when I got to work that morning on Friday, this is this past Friday morning, once I got into the studio, I was so dizzy that I ended up hugging the trash can for a while.
Like in this room?
Yeah, in this room.
Like in this studio, you were just sitting here?
Yes. And so, and this is like an hour before you were going to get here, Alyssa.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, do I call Alyssa and say, don't bother coming in? Or no, actually, you would have had to come in. I would have gone home.
Yeah. Why would you call me and tell me not to come? I felt fine.
So what I ended up doing was I laid down on the floor here in the studio and I set the alarm clock and I said, I'm going to get up in an hour. If I don't feel better in an hour, then I'm canceling the show. I'm going home. But when I got up, I felt better. I didn't feel great.
I was going to say, don't give yourself too much credit here. You were struggling on Friday.
Yeah, I was struggling. I don't know if anybody can notice by listening to the show.
After Bill told me this, like when I got here on Friday and he told me that he had just woken up from a floor nap at like 5:30 or like not even, no, like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh my God, Bill, like, why are you here?
But that's the struggle. That's the struggle that we have, Alyssa, is trying to figure out, well, what do I do? Because we had so much planned on that Friday show, and we had things that we had to do on Friday that would have affected Monday's show. And it's like, I don't know if I can blow out two shows right now. So I'm like, if I can physically make it through this, and I did.
It was
a struggle, but I did.
You did it, though. I was proud of you.
But then how are you feeling, though? I hope I didn't pass anything along to you.
I don't think that you did. I feel fine. I have not been nauseous. If anything, like I said, my husband Bryce is sick right now. He's got more of like sniffles, sinus stuff going on. And I don't know if you can hear it, but I am starting to get a little bit of that.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to give him medicine. He won't take it. He took it once and didn't shut up about it for, I'm not even joking, 30 minutes after I gave him the medicine. He was like, ugh, I still taste it, because it was Robitussin.
Yeah.
I was like, shut up. No, you don't. Like, get over it. You're fine. But he won't take anymore now, so he's just sitting there, like, being sick and passing it to me.
All right, well, we'll see how the rest of this week goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully, neither of us will need any kind of a sick day.
It's going around.
It's going around, as they say. It's going around. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Lorena is in Aurora. Lorena, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Lorena?
Yes.
Question one. What artist just announced the Cowboy Carter tour?
Beyonce.
Question two. In what movie does a magical nanny float down from the sky with an umbrella?
Mary Poppins.
Our third question. What planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
Question number four. What is a group of otters called?
I don't know. I think I'm going to say pups.
That was the hardest question of the five. Here's the final question. In the 90s, Lou Bega had a bop called Mambo Number What?
Five.
Nice job, Lorena.
Thanks.
Question number four was definitely the hardest question. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
You went 4 for 5 today.
It's not bad.
I think it's great, and I think you have an excellent chance to upset Alyssa here.
Uh-oh, I'm getting upset?
Lorena and Aurora.
Oh, good morning, Lorena.
Good morning.
I love that name. That's such a cool name.
Thank you.
She just went 4 for 5.
Ooh, not bad.
So you need 4 to tie here, Alyssa, 5 to win. Let's go. What artist just announced the Cowboy Carter tour?
Beyonce.
Question 2. In what movie does a magical nanny float down from the sky with an umbrella?
Mary Poppins.
Question 3. What planet is closest to the sun?
Us? Earth? No.
No, sorry. It is Mercury.
Mm.
Lorena got that one. So question number 4. What is a group of otters called?
A school? Oh!
I'm sorry. Lorena missed that one too. This was absolutely the toughest question of the five today. A group of otters is called a romp.
A romp?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
And I was like, this question is so hard. Nobody's going to get this. But then I read about these otters. Do you know what they do? Otters hold hands when they sleep.
They do?
So they don't get separated from each other.
Oh my gosh. I love that you fell down a little otter rabbit hole. I might have to do that myself this afternoon.
And I was like, that is so adorable.
That's so cute.
So that was question 4. So now we're on to our final question.
I already lost.
You did lose.
Yeah.
You already lost with that question.
I already lost, but we might as well do number 5.
All right. So here's the... I was thinking about otters and I lost track. Okay, our final question.
He got too excited about the otters.
Question 5. In the 90s, Lou Bega had a bop called Mambo Number What?
5.
That is correct. However, that is only Alyssa's third question right today. Lorena had 4. Lorena wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yay!
We got a winner on our hands today.
Nice job. Okay, so Lorena, you have the official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, the College of Knowledge diploma, which we're going to send to you, and you have movie passes to see Captain America, Brave New World, when it opens up this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My name is Lorena, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.